It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Pennsylvania's primary is a big test for the two Democratic candidates, though possibly not the final test. Over the weekend, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton each made their final pitches to Pennsylvania voters. Each claimed to be the best choice for the White House and the best bet to beat Republican John McCain. We have two reports. NPR's David Greene is with Senator Clinton. Don Gagne begins with the Obama campaign.
It has been a long campaign for Democrats this year, a fact that is not lost on the Democratic front runner.
I've been running for president for about 15 months now, which means that there are babies who've been born and are now walking and talking since I started running for president of the United States of America.
That was yesterday in the town of Reading in Pennsylvania. Obama has come under relentless attack by Clinton over his electability. He's been called elitist and out of touch. He counters that Clinton has embraced the kind of negative campaigning that divides the country. Going on the attack himself, he reminds voters, as he did in the Clinton stronghold of Scranton last night, that she voted to authorize the Iraq War, and he questions her claim of longtime opposition to NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, going back to when her husband was in the White House.
But what you can't do is you can't campaign on behalf of NAFTA when your husband's the president, and then say you were against NAFTA all along when you're running for president. You can't do that.
Senator Obama, with his lead among pledged delegates, also uses every event to look ahead to a campaign against presumptive Republican nominee John McCain.
He wants to continue a war without an exit strategy, a war that's cost us hundreds of billions of dollars, a war that's cost us thousands of lives, a war that has not made us more safe, a war that involves us sending troops on 2, 3, 4, 5 tours of duty. That's John McCain's platform.
At the event in Reading on Sunday, Obama said that either Democrat in the race would be better than John McCain, but he then added, quote, all three of us would be better than George Bush. By the time he got to Scranton, he was less generous, saying we can't afford 4 more years of President Bush's policies under the guise of John McCain. Don Gagne, NPR News in Scranton.